Victor Peruta is in the studio with me tonight. He's one of Cincinnati's best-known psychic mediums. He is also a paranormal investigator and an animal communicator. His Victory of Light Psychic Festival is the Cincinnati region's largest metaphysical convention. We're going to talk about the Victory of Light Psychic Festival tonight, as it will, once again, be at the Sharonville Convention Center from 10 to 7, Saturday and Sunday, on April 6th and 7th. And Victor, I'm delighted to see you back in the studio.
It's good to see you again, Barbara.
So the Victory of Light Psychic Festival is so comprehensive and varied. Over 300 readers, healers, and vendors with 90 seminars, and most of those are free. The seminars are. So you want to introduce us to some of the people who will be presenting and what kinds of things are offered? Maybe tell us a couple of your favorites.
Absolutely. Sure. The Victory of Light Psychic Festival is a celebration of everything spiritual, metaphysical, paranormal, and holistic. So we promote a viewpoint which assumes that our lives have meaning, and we provide avenues through which you can discover that meaning. What is the purpose of your life? Why did these things happen to me? Why am I in this difficult marriage? Why can't I get a job? All of life's problems, there's a meaning behind. Those are manifestations of beliefs and karmic energies and other sorts of spiritual energies. And you can change those if you become aware of what the causes are. So the Psychic Festival has a direct correlation or a practical application to understanding one's life. And what people really need is a sense of meaning. Who am I? Why am I here? What is my life purpose? Which is one of the most common questions I am asked as a psychic. People need to know. They need guidance. And the Victory of Light Psychic Festival provides that guidance. Also, our society tends to promote a very limited concept of life, predominantly in the United States, materialistic or consumer-driven. And so there are forces in society that promote a certain viewpoint, which, because it's materialistic based, creates a sense of alienation. Alienation or disconnection is the source of most human problems in the emotional and psychological realms of life. When people feel a sense of connection or reconnection, not only with people, but with life itself, it restores a sense of okayness or wellness in one's life. And we are left with a sense that no matter what's happening, everything will be all right. And there really is a meaning to our lives' experiences as far as our life's lessons. And so we promote the philosophy that our lives are like a classroom. And we are learning from those life's experiences. So basically, everything about the Victory of Light Expo promotes a higher perspective on one's life. Now, of course, we do represent the paranormal and some areas of life that are rather almost beyond comprehension. But there is a mystical element to being a human being. And I think that we need to reconnect with that mystical sense, because there are higher meanings to life. We aren't just here to spend money and buy things.
Right. Right.
We're really here to hopefully make the world a better place. So Victory of Light provides that perspective. Now, we are one of the Midwest's largest body-mind-spirit expos, and we have presenters and exhibitors from around the country, including many authors and experts in the fields of spirituality, the paranormal, and holistic health. So one of the aspects of Victory Light is our seminar program. We have 92 seminars to choose from. They start every hour on the hour throughout the expo hours, which are 10 to 7 Saturday and Sunday. And so you can choose from psychic development. You can experience psychics demonstrating their abilities. And some of those demonstrations, Barbara, are somewhat mind-blowing. One of my favorite seminars are psychic mediums Chad Siebert and Jeanette Kay. They team up during their presentation, and Chad provides messages from loved ones on the other side for members of the audience. And at the same time, Jeanette is drawing a picture of the person coming through. The first time, Barbara, I attended that seminar, I think my jaw was on the floor because it was uncanny how these two people, these two psychic mediums, they are not communicating with one another directly. They're connected on a wavelength from beyond. And the validation that members of the audience who receive these messages provide, they say, oh yeah, that's him, when they look at the photo. And it provides such relief for people who've lost loved ones. And we've all lost loved ones, because it provides evidence that the loved one has continued to live beyond this plane of reality in the spirit world. And you can still connect with them. They're still with you. They still love you and support you and guide you. And it gives people that sense of connection or reconnection that they feel that they may have lost when someone dies.
So a question that I suspect many people might have, suppose this is your first time to come to Victory of Light Psychic Festival. Could you suggest how people might prepare themselves in advance? You know, I'm thinking, for instance, should you just turn yourself over to the process, and when you get there, let your spirit guide you to whatever feels, you know, as if they might have some helpful information for you?
Well, I think people do the Victory of Light Expo in different ways. Some just come and they get their reading and they leave, or some come and do their shopping. We've got 300 exhibitors selling all kinds of things, jewelry, imported clothing, beautiful crystals, art objects, of course, tarot decks and pendulums for dowsing. And we have astrologers, psychic mediums, tarot card readers, all kinds of people who are providing personal readings or personal healings. But a lot of the people that do the show, they basically study the seminar schedule carefully in advance. And they schedule their weekend based on the seminars that they want to attend. And between the seminars that they plan to attend, they're experiencing the expo itself. They're walking around the booths. We do take up the entire Sharonville Convention Center, so this is a large event, and we call it a festival because we have live music, we have face painting for kids and adults, henna tattoos, which are temporary tattoos. All this adds to the festive atmosphere of Victory of Light. We have great food. You can stay the entire day. There's a hotel there connected to the Sharonville Convention Center, the Hyatt Place, if you'd like to just spend the whole weekend. And a lot of people from out of town do just that. And other people who come to Victory of Light, we have a lot of regulars, so they sometimes will book their psychic readings or healing sessions in advance, or they'll come early to make sure that they get a spot with their favorite reader. But for people who are coming for the first time, Barbara, it's so funny because a lot of people, when they hear the word psychic, they're struck with uncertainty and fear. And of course, Victory of Light, the expo, is all about dispelling those sorts of fears and notions. And most people, the feedback we always get is there's such a feeling of love and acceptance at Victory of Light. And I've intentionally made the expo for the general public, for people who may know absolutely nothing about psychics, metaphysics, the paranormal, but they might have issues going on in their lives that they might want some feedback on, or they might even have an issue with their pet, so they'll want to talk to one of our animal communicators to understand their pets better. Now, of course, our program, our seminar program, is experiential. So most of the seminars and the experiences people have are designed for them to have their own mystic experiences. We have past life regressions. As a matter of fact, that's a huge theme at this Victory of Light. We've got 7 seminars on past lives and their effects on our current life. And so during a regression session, you're guided within via a guided meditation, and you experience a previous lifetime. That experience can be very profound for a lot of people. And when I had those experiences with past lives, every time I had a past life regression, it changed me completely. It changed my sense of who I am, how I relate to the world. And a lot of times those regressions can reveal hidden talents, hidden abilities, or help you understand the relationships that you're dealing with in this lifetime, which are carryovers from previous lifetimes. Often, many of the relationships we have, especially with the close people in our lives, are continuations of relationships that we've had with those exact same people in previous lifetimes. Of course, the relationships may have changed. You may have been somebody's mother or father in that lifetime, and this time, they're your mother or father. So it kind of goes back and forth.
I want to just briefly mention that you have a new venture, which is travel. So you want to tell us about the cruise and Ireland?
Absolutely. I'm doing a lot of mystical travel this year. So we have a psychic cruise. It's September 15th to 22nd. We leave from Port Canaveral, Florida, and we visit St. Martin, St. Thomas, and Coco Cay, which is a private island in the Bahamas. So it's a 7-day cruise, and it includes a psychic conference. So we'll have psychic experts from around the country. You can learn about mediumship, holistic healing, ways to increase your own intuitive powers. And being on the water is very relaxing, and it enhances your psychic abilities. But imagine the conference combined with all the fun and amenities and excitement of the ship itself. Harmony of the Seas is the world's second largest passenger ship, and the destination. So it's a really wonderful opportunity to restore, recharge, and come back to your life afterwards with a brand new perspective on it. And travel expands the mind.
And just give us the title of the Irish trips, if you will, because that will tell us a lot in itself.
Secret Ireland Tours is the company. You'll find it on Facebook. And we are doing mystic tours to Ireland. Our tour in May is sold out, but we have another tour toward the end of August. I believe it's August 22nd to the 29th. And it's a tour of Ireland's most sacred sites, including some of the prehistoric underground passage tombs, the castles, some of which are notoriously haunted, and some of the forests and natural areas of Ireland. It's such a beautiful country with a strong spiritual tradition. They believe in fairy folk, of course, and it's just a great opportunity to be there.
Well, I think you've, as usual, created something for everyone at the Psychic Festival and expanded that beyond with these travel opportunities. Thanks for talking with us tonight, Victor.
Thanks for having me.
I've been talking with Victor Peruta about the Victory of Light Psychic Festival, which takes place at the Sharonville Convention Center Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th from 10 to 7, where there will be door prizes every hour on Saturday and double on Sunday. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.